fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
3 minutes after 4 a.m., the final hour of After Hours here on The Fan. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's get a few facts out there, shall we? Number one, New York City is the greatest city in the world. Number two, Philly is a dump. Number three, New York continues to show its dominance in the playoff series between New York and Philly, to the point where we all know who Big Brother is. That's New York. And we all know that Philly doesn't even register as a sports town anymore. I mean, your hockey team got swept. Your basketball team got swept. You've already fired your manager. But most importantly, when Philly steps up to the plate to face a New York team in the playoffs, it is a one-sided, belt-to-ass beatdown in favor of the New York team. And we know Philly wants to be just like New York. They dream of being the greatest city in the world, but they never will be. They'll always be a second rate, not even registering on the sports town meter anymore. That's what they are. After getting completely embarrassed on the court and then embarrassed off the court as Knicks fans invaded Philadelphia. Invaded and just cemented their dominance. Knicks fans walked in to the Philly apartment. They sat on the couch, stained it up, drank all the beers, ate all the potato chips, walked into the bathroom, dropped the deuce, didn't flush, walked out of the apartment and said, "Good luck with the cleanup. We'll see you next year, if you're lucky enough." 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm fired up. Look, anytime, first of all, this is the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. The most dominant. And that spans decades, 40 years of my life. Watching basketball for about 35. So we're talking about multiple decades. This is the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. And on top of that, to not only sweep the Sixers, and for them to get the Brooklyn Nets treatment whenever the Knicks are in Brooklyn, where the net players get booed when they're at the free throw line. That's what the Sixer players got yesterday. As it was, what, 80% Knicks fans? To not only sweep the series, but to completely emasculate and embarrass the city of Philadelphia, where Josh Hart, quote, "I used to think Philly was a sports town. I don't know if it is anymore." They don't even register on the sports town meter anymore. Forget being a bad one. Forget being a good one. They don't even register. That's how low it's gotten. Because they did everything in the world to try to keep Knicks fans out. That's that. It's pathetic, to be honest with you. You almost feel bad for them. Almost. Everything in their power to keep Knicks fans out of the building. But it didn't work. In fact, it had the opposite effect. There's really no coming back for this for Philadelphia. If anything, if I were the Eagles, I would just say, you know what? We're not even going to bother. We're not even going to take the field. We're good. Why should you? Look how the Phillies lost in October last year. Tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. Look how the Eagles lost in the playoffs at home to the Niners. Real tough. Impossible to overcome. Never will get over that. They'll never get back to where they were. And then the Flyers getting swept. Who the hell even knows who swept them? Who the hell cares? My hockey people will tell me. And then the main event. A utter embarrassment, not only on the court for the Sixers, but for what the Knicks fans did down there. To just completely show up and show out. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ben in Princeton, New Jersey. What's up, Ben?
Tommy, good morning, my brother. Yo, listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes.
A voice, because I could barely talk. We were in there yesterday. Like you said, you took the words out of my mouth. An embarrassment. When I was walking out of there, I said we should be refunded as Knicks fans for tickets and toll money to go down there and that performance that they put on. Tommy. Let me say this, honestly, in all humble due respect, I'm a Knicks fan just as long as you, 49 years, okay? And as you said it, this is the best playoff stretch of playoff basketball in our lifetime.
Yep.
The 90s Knicks, they had heart.
Yep.
They had toughness.
Yep.
But they were limited skill-wise.
Mm-hmm.
This team is doing it on both ends of the court, offensively, especially defensively. I know we're getting praise for the points we're putting up. But when you look at it, defensively, what we're doing is incredible.
It's as they have been as great defensively or equally great defensively as they've been offensively great.
Absolutely. Tommy, listen, 8 down, I pray to God. I brought my son into this. Listen, kudos to the Knicks fans. The TV, the radio, the post-game show, if you weren't there, you don't understand the energy that was in the building. The players have to be feeding off of it.
Definitely.
It is incredible. Tommy, is utterly incredible.
Yeah, look, Ben, I heard from a few people like you that were at the game on Sunday, and they noticed that Knicks players were looking around the building in awe about how many Knicks fans were there. Because I think when you're a player, Ben, they don't live in the bubble that we live in sports talk radio or social media. They probably figured there would be Knicks fans there, but I'm sure they didn't realize it was going to be 80% Knicks fans. So when they're looking around and they're seeing like Madison Square Garden, essentially, as they look around, not only the celebrity Knicks fans, but Knicks fans in large, just invading the building, they had to take a step back and go, something special is going on right now. Not only the play on the court, but also the energy. Look, this is a starving fan base. Starving. And whether you're guys like us, regular guys, Ben, or celebrities, or former players, all the alumni that show up and show out better than any basketball franchise in the league. The Knicks alum just show up. They just do. This matters to all of us. Everybody's got an equal share in it, and everybody's feeling the passion and joy of what's going on with this team.
Oh, my God. You know what? I tell you, you must be a fly on the wall. You see what you just said? I tell people that all the time.
Yep.
I'm invested. This matters to me.
Yep.
I told you. Listen, Tommy, I live a good life. My kid went through school, graduated school. I'm so good in life, health-wise, everything. This matters to me.
Yep.
This championship matters to me. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that. And no disrespect to the Philly fans, and I let them know that yesterday. This is just joy, love, and enthusiasm for our Knickerbockers. And it's never going to change. No disrespect. So, because believe me, they were hating. They were hating in a tremendous way.
No, of course. Yeah, listen, the couple that showed up, and look, kudos to them for actually showing up and going to the sports funeral. But look, they're in a tough way right now in Philly. Their sports is just is a mess. But yeah, the passion that Nick fans show is just off the charts. It really is, whether it's after the games and, you know, out in the streets, which not everybody loves the TikTok bros outside of Madison Square Garden, but certainly the fans that were down in Philly, you know those are real ones. You know those are ones that put down their hard-earned money, traveled to that dump in Philly, and were there to really show their support for the team and to have a party, Ben, because that's what Sunday was. It was a literal party if you were a Knick fan at the expense of the Sixers and the city of Philadelphia, who tried desperately to keep you guys out of that building, and they failed miserably.
Absolutely. You will never see that take place at the Garden.
No,
listen,
never.
I'm going to just say this.
Never.
I'm going to just say, Tommy, I love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I love your energy that you bring.
Thank
I'm going to just say this before I go, because I know you got other callers.
Yeah.
Right? Eight down, eight to go. It was the best. It was one of the best. Listen, it might sound crazy. I know this is mostly a show of sports fans, but it might sound crazy. This was one of the best moments of my life. God help us if we should win the chip.
Yeah, no, I know, Ben. That's what I said, Ben. Think about how you feel now. Think about getting to the finals, because we're in the same age range. You're 49, I'm 40. I'll be 41 soon. Think about getting to the finals and think about a championship. Think about a parade. Now, think about getting the finals first, but I'm just saying, envision it. But I hear you, dude. I talk about it all the time. I went to Philly a couple years ago. It was me, it was Teak, it was Sean, it was Evan. We did the show down there at IP, and then we all went to the game. Evan and I sat together. Tiki and Sean were in the suite. That was where Tiki almost got punched out. A guy kind of took the punch, that whole story. And then me and Evan were also seated together, and the Knicks obviously won that game. They won the series. Sean and I stayed over in Philly, so we got to party a little bit at the bars that they have around the stadiums and stuff like that. It's a good nightlife scene. And credit to some of the Philly fans, they stayed out and partied, but it was mostly Knick fans. That moment that I had walking out of that building, you feel like you were a player. Obviously, you're not. And you felt a bond with all the people that were there, especially that game, because as many Knick fans as there were there that night, and there were a lot, nothing like this. Nothing. And it certainly wasn't a party. That was a tough game that was getting dicey at times. But the Knicks were able to pull through. But that feeling I had walking out of that building, celebrating outside, going to the bar afterwards, that feeling as a sports fan, if you could bottle it up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. Because it is as great a feeling as you could ever have. That satisfaction, because it's a bond that you have with the people that are there. And that might seem hyperbolic to some. And look, I'm not the biggest go to sporting events type of guy. I've been over this a million times. I hate the commute. You know, I go to a Met game now, and you take the 7 line, and we're stuffed in there like sardines. What happened 4 years ago when I couldn't get within 50 feet of somebody? Now all of a sudden I could be stuffed in like sardines after a Met game? Or going to MetLife Stadium, which is the absolute worst. I went to WrestleMania a couple years ago at MetLife Stadium. I just got back yesterday. The commute took forever. I was like, did you know that there was going to be 80,000 wrestling fans here? Did anybody make the transit aware of that? By the way, the World Cup's coming in the summer, so you might want to be prepared. But yeah, it was brutal. There's never any traffic from my couch to my bed. So I'm not the biggest go-to-games type of guy. But in this instance, to go to an opponent's building, a hated rival, and win and clinch a series and move on to the playoffs, the only thing that's better is winning a championship, which is something that I've only felt twice, which are the Giants. I've never felt it with the Knicks, and I've never felt it with the Mets, and I've never felt it with the Islanders. But we are on the doorstep of feeling it with the Knicks. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. It is After Hours, Lugie and the Late Night here on The Fan. Martin is in Brooklyn. What's up, Martin?
Hey, how you doing, Tommy? Hey. First time, long time.
Appreciate you.
I just want to mention, I've been bartending for the last 15 years. New York City, Times Square. And now I'm bartending in Stamford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I just got off of work not too long ago. And these Knicks fans, they're coming out of the woodworks. They're showing up. I had the bar full, turned all the TV on, all the TVs on. I didn't care about whatever other sport was playing. I made sure all my TVs were on this Knicks game tonight, today, 3 o'clock. And let me tell you, I came behind the bar with the broom, not to clean up no broken glass, but to show that sweep that we had today, how sweet it was.
Yep.
And I just want to mention how like this, it's how amazing it is that these.
No, it just shows you the passion. It's all good. It's all good. It happens. But yeah, the desperation is a good word for it. Just don't curse again.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. But you're right. It's all good because you feel the passion of the fans. And if we were at the bar right now, we could say whatever we want. Unfortunately, the words we could use at a bar are not the words we could use at the radio. But yeah, Knicks fans are passionate. Everybody's passionate. I was at a bar on Friday night. It's electric right now, and they have taken over the city. And you said it, Knicks fans are just salivating to get a chance to get to the finals and to ultimately win a chip. That is just something that we've all been waiting for our entire lives. And this team, the way they're playing right now, has all the ingredients of a championship team. They just got to continue to play this way. That's it. They're their own worst enemy sometimes. They just got to continue playing this way, and great things will continue to happen.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm a bartender, and I just can't wait to show off the Knicks again for this next round and this next series. I'm just hyped. I'm ready. I can't wait to celebrate and keep it going and just keep showing it off. And just looking forward to it, man.
Yep. We all are. Now, we're in an interesting situation over the next week. Based on my research, and always double check my work, but based on the research that I did, the earliest the Eastern Conference Finals can start is this coming Sunday. The latest is next Tuesday. So we are going to be without basketball, Knicks basketball. Now you can watch the Pistons series. You can watch the Thunder just complete the sweep against the Lakers. The T-Wolves tied it up with the Spurs. They're 2-2. That's a fun series. But we have a week of no Knicks basketball, according to my research. So that's a lot of time to enjoy it, for sure. Party, celebrate. But then by midweek, you're going to miss them a little bit. It is what it is. Think about this. The Yankees and Mets will play 3 baseball games against each other before the Knicks get on the court again, including a series before that. So as excited as we all are right now, there's going to be that feeling where you wake up tomorrow and you go, oh, or maybe not tomorrow, but in a couple of days, where you're like, man, I'd love to watch the Knicks play. And it's like, well, they're not on the TV. And this is a topic that I've discussed a lot tonight. I think it's a fair one. The idea of rest versus momentum. What would you rather have? The Knicks are flying high right now. Yeah, I think OG needs time to heal up. We'll never know if he was going to play on Sunday. And I guess Ian Begley owns Evan childcare money. So I think that, because I think that was part of their little bet that they had. But if I was Evan, I would be, come on, that's not. Ian should pay up, but if I'm Evan, I'm like, you know what? But it was 3-0. Like, they should have had that caveat. If I was Ian, I would have put that caveat in there. I said, but if it was 3-0, Ananobi's not going to play game 4. I would have said, if the Knicks lose on Friday, Ananobi will play on Sunday. That's the way I would have framed it. Not that other guy is hurting to pay off a little child care for a week, but that's the way I would have went about it. But either way, it's all good. And there's going to be a period here with no basketball, but it'll still be a week of celebrating what was a glorious weekend in Philadelphia. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We'll continue to take your calls on the Knicks. If you were in the building, and we've heard from a lot of people that were, certainly the Knicks fans just completely invaded Philadelphia, not only Friday, on Sunday. Some I've heard from stayed the entire weekend or went to... I actually heard from the guy who went on Friday, and I don't blame him. Didn't want to stay down there. Who would? Came back and then went again on Sunday, as it is a relatively quick drive or an easy Amtrak. So if you were one of these people, and even if you weren't, even if you watched the game on your couch, love to hear from you. Got another 40 minutes to go here on the show before Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. And don't worry, it's only an hour, and most days it doesn't suck. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Luke in the Late Night here on The Fan.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second-guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
427 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. I have you for another half hour. Al and Jerry in the warm-up show. Come your way at 5 a.m. This is the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. This is the most dominant Knicks playoff run of my lifetime. Not only offensively, which is going to get all the attention, when you have series-clinching wins and you're scoring 140-plus points, that does not happen. When you are having historical shooting games, and you have a historical lead at half against the Hawks, and then the historical shooting in game four against the Philly. That just does not happen. Certainly not in my lifetime with the Knicks, which spans decades, which spans 40 years. But that's what we're seeing. The stars are aligning for a team with big-time superstar players, continuity, experience, depth, and the right head coach at the right time. All the ingredients to win a championship. I've never had more fun as a Knicks fan than watching this team dismantle and destroy every team in their path. It is without a shadow of a doubt, unequivocally, the best and most dominant playoff run and stretch of basketball that I have ever seen. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here in the late night. Let's go to Glenn in Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Glenn?
Lugie, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
I was in the building on Friday night, and I just got to say, watching Joel Embiid get booed on his own free throw line was poetic.
Yes.
It was unbelievable, the amount of Knicks fans in that building. I went to get a cheesesteak, and the crowd erupts, and I turn around to see what the hell happened. I thought maybe Tyrese Maxey was cooking or something, and it was a Knicks three-pointer that went in. Like, you really do would think that you're at the Garden. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, Sixer players were getting booed, not by Sixer fans, but by Knicks fans, and it was loud. It was one of those things when you're in your building and your fan base gets completely taken over and it's all the opposing team and you're getting booed on your home court, that is just eye-opening. And Maxey talked about it after the game. But that's what happened, not only on Friday, but certainly on Sunday.
It was crazy. We all waited for them at the bottom of the escalators on the lobby on the way out, and they had to like do the walk of shame out of their own building. It was pretty fantastic. Real quick, man, the shooting's been unbelievable, and the bench has been pretty unbelievable too. And I want to give Landry Shamet some credit, man, because this guy was, you know, he dealt with an injury all year. Mm-hmm. He had a career game, back early in the season. And for him to come out and play with the level of confidence he's playing with and shooting the ball like he is and just, I mean, taking the ball, not being afraid, playing active defense, I think it's rubbing off on Deuce. Deuce's playing, I mean, he had an unbelievable night.
Yeah, Deuce on Sunday and Shamet on Friday, just major contributions with Anunoby not there. They picked up the slack for Anunoby, which this team didn't have the ability to do a couple years ago when OG went down against the Pacers. Remember, they were up 2-0 in that series as well. OG got hurt, the wheels fell off, they lost in seven. OG gets hurt here, and because they have the depth, and more importantly, they utilize the depth, you had guys like Shamet on Friday and Deuce on Sunday pick up the slack, and they didn't skip a beat without Anunoby. You didn't even realize he wasn't out there because it was so dominant in the way they beat the Sixers in 3 and 4.
You could almost say we didn't need him. And then, you know, when Josh Hart's hitting, you know, 4 and 5 threes, we're going to be tough to beat.
Josh has improved his shooting tremendously this year. A credit to him. Like, he's definitely added that to his arsenal, which you have to if you're playing in a Mike Brown offense, so credit to Josh for doing that. But look, the shooting performance they had in Sunday's game was masterful. It was a thing of beauty. It was the right tone in a game four when the other team is just completely out of it. You knock them out in the first round, and it's a three-quarter, four-quarter party.
Yeah, 1,000%, man. The last thing I want to say, and then I'll let you go, thanks for taking my call, is, I wasn't sure what I wanted to happen until last night, but now after the performance that we had last night, I really think I want the Pistons to take care of Cleveland and get back on the court so we can get balling. You know, I don't know if I want to hang out until next Tuesday. At this point, if we play the way that we're playing and play the defense that we're playing, I think we'd beat either one of those teams. And I think a week for OG to get healthy.
Yep.
You know, let's get back on the court. You know, let's carry this momentum into the next round and see if we can take care of business and get to the finals.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I appreciate the call, Glenn. Glad you had a great time. It's a double-edged sword because on one end, Anunoby gets to rest up. Josh Hart was nicked up in this series. A couple guys took some tough spills on the floor. Clarkson, Cat, it seems like two or three times a game he's on the floor rolling around because he had a hard fall. So they get time to rest up. And we as Knicks fans get time to celebrate. We get time to watch the other basketball stress-free. But at the same time, or on the other side of the sword, momentum. Look at the way this team is playing. The last thing you want to do is have them sit around. I want them back on the court to mow another team down. You don't want them to lose any of the edge. And I don't think this team is capable of falling into this trap. But Nick Saban has a line that he uses. He calls it rat poison, which means when you have a situation like this, and I think the Knicks players will not listen to the radio station or be dialed in on social media or watch the news or whatever the case may be. But for the next 6 days, everybody, including myself, because I've done it for the last 4.5 hours, will say how great they are. They're great. They're the best. They're this. And all that is true. But sometimes you hear that and it could be rat poison because it could be your undoing. Now, Nick Saban is saying that as a college coach with college athletes is a little bit different, but still, that's the last thing you want. But I don't think it's going to happen, but the part of them having false sense of they're the greatest. But you are going to hear that for the night. They are clearly the toast of the town with the way they're playing and then obviously getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals for a second straight year. But yeah, the bench has been incredible. Now, that's a lot of credit to Leon Rose, the architect of this team, bringing back Shamet, trading for Alvarado, bringing in Clarkson. The Knicks now roll 10 deep. Which is what the Thunder do, which is what championship teams do. And even though guys like Clarkson and Alvarado fell out of the rotation a little bit in the regular season, when Bridges was struggling in round one, you could go to a guy like Alvarado, you can go to a guy like Clarkson, and they performed at a high level because they're pros. When Anunoby goes down in this series against the Sixers, Deuce steps up, Shamet steps up. And it's mind-boggling that Shamet didn't get minutes last year, but that's a story for another day. They have the depth now to withstand Bridges not playing well for a little bit or Anunoby going down. You want Anunoby back for Detroit, of course. You're going to need OG in that series. They didn't need him for this one because they have depth. And they have guys that could step up. Now, you mentioned Embiid in that phone call. In every story, there is a hero and a villain. And we will watch a movie, we'll read a book, we'll watch a television show that has that dynamic. And we'll see a villain do a dastardly thing to our hero that will just tear us apart. And we want to, and the reason we continue to read the book or continue to watch the movie or continue to watch the television show is because we want to see our hero get his revenge on that villain. Well, for all of us as Knicks fans, that villain is Joel Embiid. And our hero is Mitchell Robinson, a first-class gentleman, the longest tenured Knick, and a guy that was injured by Embiid a couple of years ago in the playoffs and had a long road to recovery. And not only did Mitchell Robinson's team get revenge on Embiid's Sixer team by sweeping them, by dominating. In fact, the only real good game the Sixers played was with Embiid not playing. So not only was there a team revenge aspect of it, but individually, Mitchell Robinson, a couple years later, got his revenge as he absolutely posterized Joel Embiid. A dunk and an image that will last forever. An iconic image, especially if the Knicks win a championship. That is a Mount Rushmore image of Mitchell Robinson dunking over Embiid, especially when you consider the history between those two players. So much like in a great book, a great movie, a great TV show, it took a while, but the villain got his comeuppance. The hero got his revenge. Mitchell Robinson got his revenge on Embiid, and boy, was it sweet. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours here on The Fan. One other thing, too, that I wanted to say about Mikal Bridges, who obviously it's been well documented how many picks he was traded for. We've heard that ad nauseum. But the reason that you trade all those picks for Bridges in the first place is because he is a great two-way player. He was outstanding in Phoenix. He was outstanding early on in Brooklyn. And Leon Rose, who had a couple of big swings, one was Bridges, one was Karl-Anthony Towns, and they really go hand in hand. But the reason you give up all these picks for Bridges is because he's a great two-way player, much like Anunoby is. And the combination of both of them with the stars like Cat, with the stars like Brunson, with a glue guy, do everything on the court guy like Josh Hart. It gives you that tremendous starting five that they have. And I remember the night that Bridges got traded. It was a Subway Series game. I was at Citi Field. It was the only time, because I've said this a million times, and we have the Subway Series coming up this weekend. When it comes to Yankee fans, when it comes to Met fans, there will never be peace. But for one night, I was wrong. There was peace. Because walking out of Citi Field, all I heard was, let's go Knicks. We remember Evans' drive home Rico, where he was cursing up a storm. It was one of those sports nights that you remember forever because it was a long time coming that Bridges would get traded, and it happened during a Subway Series game to where you could hear the buzz in the crowd because people on their phones are finding out the news. So everybody was pumped up, including Net fans, by the way, because they got all these picks. But then the game started, and it was an uneven start to Bridges' career. Yeah, he had moments in the playoffs against Detroit. Yeah, he had moments against the Celtics in the playoffs last year that ultimately helped the Knicks get by in both of those series. So he deserves a ton of credit for that. But there were also a lot of no-show games. There were a lot of bad playoff performances, including this year. Mikal Bridges was at his lowest point as a Knick after Game 3 against the Hawks. You're talking about missing the game-winning shot in Game 2, and then a zero-point, if I even say the word, effort, a zero-point effort in Game 3, where he had more turnovers than points, rebounds, and assists combined. It was the lowest point of Mikal Bridges' Knick career. There were even talks of him being benched or coming off the bench and not being in the starting rotation anymore. Ultimately, that did not happen, and credit to Mike Brown for sticking with his guy. Perhaps it gave Bridges the motivation that he needed, the support that he needed to finally turn the corner and become the Mikal Bridges that we were all been waiting for. Because the Bridges that we have seen in the last five games is the Bridges that Leon Rose and the rest of us thought we were acquiring. That player that we all were celebrating arriving to the Knicks during that Subway Series game when the news broke. Mikal Bridges, not only defensively, but offensively, has turned the corner. And dare I say, he was the best player for the Knicks in the series against the Sixers. The sweep against the Sixers. Mikal Bridges. Where earlier in this playoffs, it was his lowest moment as a Knick. Lowest. Couldn't get any lower. Miss a game-winning shot. You followed up with a zero-point effort. And perhaps it would have found you on the bench. It was already a situation where his minutes were being limited. But he wasn't taken out of the starting lineup. And now here we are, fast forward to the next series, and Mikal Bridges, arguably the best player on the court for the Knicks. And he is vital to this team's success. This is the Bridges you thought you were getting. And if this Bridges continues to show up, the Knicks are unstoppable. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours here on The Fan. One more segment to go. We'll wrap up with some of your calls. We'll also give you a little teaser, a little appetizer from the baseball that happened over the weekend, because we haven't touched on it literally at all in the 4+ hours here that I've been on the air. But we'll give you a little taste for what's to come on my show later on Monday evening. I'll be on after Yankees Orioles. Remember, early start time. It's a 6:45 first pitch in Baltimore. But that's coming up. Final segment before Alan Jerry. The phone number to join the conversation, if you want to talk Knicks or the baseball, is 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80+ blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
448 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Got you for another 10 minutes or so before Al and Jerry come your way with the warm-up show. It's been all Knicks tonight. 4 hours and 48 minutes of Knick talk. And you could go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function. You can hear the entire show. All my takes on this being the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. The takeover of Philly by Knick fans. The idea that the city of Philadelphia doesn't even register as a sports town anymore. How Mike Brown has been incredible in the playoffs, really showing all the reasons he was hired. The bench being awesome. Just how great things are as a Knick fan right now. We heard from so many people that went to the games over the weekend and the Knick fans showed up. They showed out. They represented and they were all a part of something very special, which is not only a sweep of the Sixers, but humbling Philadelphia, who likes to act like they're this big, tough sports town, and they're on the same level as New York. Well, how quickly you can be humbled. Because from where I was sitting, and from where the rest of the world is sitting, the Sixers, Philly, they're a joke. And they're going to be the butt of every joke for at least a week. Then when you couple in the fact that the Flyers got swept as well, the Phillies have already fired their manager. And let's be real, the Eagles should just forfeit their season. They shouldn't even bother showing up. I mean, at this point, Philly sports should probably just take a year off. That's how bad it is there. And you know they'll be talking about the Eagles by Thursday. Really, they should trade A.J. Brown. You want to trade him to the Giants, by the way? How about you man up and trade him to the Giants? We'll give you Kayvon. There we go. Boom. It's going to be a tough summer there. But that's, you know what? I have no sympathy for them, quite frankly. And nor should you. Enjoy these moments because sports can be, at times, an unhealthy relationship. And a lot of times it could be a one-way street where you pour everything into it and it doesn't. You know, you love the Red Sox. Have they ever loved you back? Sometimes it doesn't love you back. The Knicks are loving us back right now. And that is a great thing. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. And we're going to have to, unfortunately, wait a week till we see the Knicks again. It's going to be either Sunday, according to my calculations, or really according to my research. And you could always double-check my work. But according to my research, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, in all likelihood against the Pistons, will take place this coming Sunday, which means you'll have an entire Subway Series. Because the rubber game, or game on Sunday, is a 1 o'clock game. It's not Sunday night baseball. Yankees, Mets. So the Knicks, if they do play Sunday, I would imagine it's not going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you will have a full Subway Series before the Knicks play another game. That is if it's on Sunday, and certainly if it's on Tuesday. So that just gives you an idea of how long it's going to be before we see the Knicks take the court once again. The Fan Focus. It is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. Like I said, it's been all basketball tonight. Wall-to-wall coverage. Go wherever you get your podcasts. We put up the segments. Odyssey app, the rewind, the whole nine. We did nothing but Knicks. But for the final couple minutes of the show, as a tease to my show on Monday night, which is later on this evening, after Yankee baseball, again, reminder, early start time in Baltimore, 6:45 first pitch. Figure I'm on around 10 o'clock. So plenty of your time tomorrow to take your calls, or later on this evening to take your calls on the baseball and continue talk on the Knicks. But I just want to give my quick little thoughts on what transpired over the weekend. And really, we'll start with the Mets because it's, to me, it's a totality of their road trip. And baseball's the little things sometimes, the margins that can be razor thin. The Mets should have beaten the Angels in game two on that Saturday. They should have beat the Diamondbacks this past Saturday. But they didn't. But had they done that, this road trip would have looked a lot different. It was still a successful road trip. It was still a winning road trip, but it could have been even better. And I know they didn't get the necessarily the greatest health update on Luis Robert Jr. and Jorge Polanco, and certainly Lindor is not close to coming back. So for the time being, this group has to hold down the fort. And it certainly starts with Soto. It certainly continues with Bichette, who I fully expect to hit. I know it hasn't happened yet, but I fully expect it to hit. This group has to hold down the fort. Now, the pitching has been excellent. Clay Holmes had another strong performance. McClain, you know how awesome he is. Peralta, Christian Scott. The starting rotation is strong. They are keeping the Mets in these games. And a big reason why, they had a winning road trip. Well, now you get the Tigers in town, no Skubal, a team that is struggling. It's an opportunity for the Mets to take advantage. And look, they're not going to change what happened in April overnight. It's just not happening overnight. It's about chipping away. It's about having a good month of May, following up a winning road trip with now a winning homestand. Tigers, Yankees. Tigers are struggling. They don't have their ace. And then, do I even have to say anything about the weekend? It's the Subway Series. But to me, it's about chipping away. It's about holding the fort down till you get your reinforcements or they make a big trade, because I do think this team is going to buy before they even think about selling. Because of the expectations of not only the fans, but just everybody about where this team should be at and ultimately end up. Look, Rob Manfred, for better or for worse, expanded the playoffs. The reason he did that is because he wants the majority of the teams and the fans of those teams to believe they have a chance to make it. Because they do. You're never truly out of it. And the Mets are far from out of it. They got to start hitting more. They got to turn around. Absolutely, because then it's just talk, and I'm just talking. But looking at the positive, they did have a winning road trip. Now follow that up with a winning homestand. Now, as far as the Yankees go, when you are in a position that they are in, and you have the start that they've had to the season, there's not much you can say about. And look, reinforcements, Rodon made his season debut, Cole's on his way. You saw Spencer Jones over the weekend. Look, he didn't light the world on fire, but there's a lot to like about him, especially with the power. Ben Rice has been MVP-like. Aaron Judge is as good as anybody on the planet. And they're 26-15. So hard to poke any holes in a team that's 26-15 and a team that's going to win probably close to 100 games and go to October. That being said, and this is something that I addressed last year when I said it was a fool's goal run that they had at the end of the year, the Yankees have struggled and struggled mightily against good teams. They didn't fare well against Tampa. They didn't fare well against the A's. And they just got swept by the Brewers. So that inability to beat good teams in an early sample size this year, so we'll see if it continues, but the ability to beat up the bad teams, the Yankees have that down to a science. And that's one of the reasons why they're successful year in and year out. You have to do that. When you're a good team or a great team like the Yankees are, you beat up on the bad teams. That's part of it. That's how you win 90-something games. Because it's harder to beat the good teams. But when you get to October, you're going to play nothing but good teams. So at some point, you're going to have to beat good team after good team to ultimately win a championship. And so far this year, they have not fared well at all against good teams. And they haven't even played like an elite team yet. Like Milwaukee's good. They're not great. Tampa's good. Are they great? Oakland is good. Not great. We're not talking about the Dodgers or Braves here. And yet the Yankees have struggled big time against those teams. So that's something that they are going to have to overcome ultimately in October, but you'd like to see it throughout the regular season because it would give you more confidence. Otherwise, it's that elephant in the room. And it really was masked for the start of the year because they basically played mostly bad teams. Or they won so much that when they get swept in Tampa, like, yeah, you forget about it. Or they lose a couple to Oakland when they came here and I keep calling them Oakland. What the hell do you want me to call them? The former Oakland, current Sacramento, future Vegas A's. They don't even have a city attached to them. Doesn't matter. They still beat the Yankees. But that's something that this team managed by Aaron Boone is going to have to figure out. If not in the regular season, then definitely by October. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs on the other side. My thanks to all the callers. My thanks to all the listeners. And like I said, I'll be on later on this evening after the Yankee game, so we'll do more baseball, but certainly a lot of Knicks as we continue to bask in the glory of what was an incredible sweep and really emasculating of the city of Philadelphia at the hands of the Knicks and my fellow Knicks fans. Al and Jerry come your way next, and I will have you later on this evening, let's say right around 10 o'clock, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch.
Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.